今日讲到嘅经文咧，系约翰福音第二十一章，咁系会有三段嘅。咁我请会众同我一齐嚟到诵读神嘅话。这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边，又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。有西门彼得和称为底土马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业。还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：我打鱼去。他们说：我们也和你同去。他们就出去，上了船。那一夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说：没有。耶稣说：你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你们，你年少的时候，自己束上带子，随意往来，但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话，是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：你跟从我吧。彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：主啊，这人将来如何？耶稣对他说：我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。咁今日咧，讲到嘅题目咧系下一步点样走呢？从失败到得着。咁今日正道咧系Pastor Bert Campus， 咁系有关晓晴姊妹翻译嘅。咁我想介绍今日嘅讲员啦。咁咧Pastor Bert 咧，佢系曾经喺我哋教会英语堂咧系做过牧者嘅。咁系负责咧呢个嘅留学生嘅事工啊。咁佢咧又从事宣教牧养嘅工作长达50年咁耐啊。咁亦都咧参与加拿大国际学生事工咧超过20年啊。咁喺跨文化工作方面咧，亦拥有好深厚嘅经验。咁佢咧曾经喺印度咧做过宣教嘅事工好多年，咁而家咧时时都有去宣教咧嚟到去传福音嘅吓。So this morning we have a special speaker, Pastor Bert Campus. So welcome, Pastor Bert. Welcome and thank you very much for coming here, and really appreciate you preaching to us. So today's topic is what's next from failure to fulfillment.And we have Pastor Bert with us, and also Don Kwan is our interpreter today.
Thank you for inviting me to share.God's word today.
多谢你哋邀请我嚟分享神嘅话语。
I'm not new to this church, as you heard.
你都知道头先主席都有介绍啦，我唔系新嚟嘅，我都好熟悉呢间教会嘅。
And by God's grace, I can still be here because in my town, I live in Port Coquitlam. When you turn my age, they call you super senior.
咁因为藉住神嘅恩典啦，我都仲可以嚟到。我系住喺高贵林港嘅，咁啊，佢哋嘅会讲话我咧，呢啲系叫做超高龄嘅人啊。
What does that mean？
咩意思咧？
You get free swimming in the swimming pools.
即是去游水的时候是免费的。
Because they want people over 80 to keep active.
因为他想超过80岁的人都还做运动。
So I'm super senior.
所以我是超高龄的啦。
And I thank you. Thank you. And this year I celebrate 60 years of going into God's ministry.
今年我庆祝我是侍奉神的60周年。
I grew up on a farm in Alberta, looking after pigs and cows.
我咧系喺阿伯达省嘅一个农村咧去长大噶，系去睇住啲猪啊牛啊。
One day I found out that God is bigger than my farm of pigs and cows.
有一日咧，我发现啊，神嘅国度咧系比起我所睇住嗰个农场咧系更加广阔。
And I took a big step of faith.
于是咧，我就迈进一大步信心之旅。
To join God's people as a missionary in Europe.
於是咧，我就參同其他嘅神嘅仆人一齊啦，係喺歐洲嗰度咧去宣教。
I had lots of fears, lots of struggles.
我經歷咧係好多彷徨啦，好多掙扎。
My father wondered what happened to me because I'm the oldest of six children.
我爸爸咧唔知我喺度搞緊乜嘢，因為咧我係六個孩子裏邊咧最大嗰個。
I should be a farmer.
我應該係農夫嚟噶。
But I felt God wanted me to use me.
我咧感觉到神咧系想使用我。
So I began one summer, and then one summer became 1 year, and now it's 60 years.
于是咧，我开始咗宣教事工啦，由一个夏季变成一年，于是咧就变成咗60年。
Because I found out God loves the whole world, not just pigs.
我发现原来神不只是喜欢猪，祂都很爱世人。
God loves people from every country.
神是爱来自不同国家的人。
And so God opened the door to go to India, that's where we got married.
神开了我的门，让我去到印度那里，甚至是在那里结婚。
Not an Indian girl, but a Canadian girl.
不是跟印度的女士结婚，是跟一个加拿大女士。
We started to write letters.From India to Canada, Canada to India.
我哋咧系用书信往来印度、加拿大咁样传信。
And when I asked her to marry me with letters, I was waiting. Every day was like 1 year.
我咧写信咧系同佢求婚啦，我每日去等待，好似每一日都好似度日如年咁样。
But she said yes.
佢最终答应啊。
That's 55 years ago.
系55年前啊。
And I thank God that she has been faithful to God's work and me.
我好感謝神啦，佢係一個對我同埋對神都係好忠心嘅。
So that's the Indian connection.
呢個就係我同印度嘅關係。
And just recently, I was able to baptize someone from Bangladesh, close to India.
最近咧，我同一個咧係好近印度嘅人咧，係孟加拉國家嘅人咧，係去施浸。
So my topic is what's next.
我今日嘅講題係下一步咧。
What's next?
下一步是什么？
This is coming to June, May, June, when students are finishing school, finishing university.
五月、六月这个时间是大家是完成学业的时间，或者是大学毕业的。
And their question is, what's next?
他们的问题就是下一步做什么呢？
What kind of job will I get? Where will I go?
我会去哪里？我会得到一份什么工作？
I retired from the mission I was with 3 years ago.
我咧三年之前咧就系退任落嚟啦，唔再做原本嘅工作。
So I said I'm retired.
咁我会话我退咗休噶啦。
But no one believes me.
但系冇人信我退休。
Because I'm still very busy.
我仍然系好忙碌。
Last week we had students in our home from India, from Iran.
上一个星期咧有啲伊朗啦，有印度嘅学生来到我家。
2 weeks ago, I met new students from Taiwan.
两个星期前，也有台湾的新的学生来我家。
And we have a bike trail. I like to cycle 25 kilometers.
我哋咧係我屋企嗰度咧，附近咧係有一條單車徑嘅。我哋一路踩單車係25公里。
I have five bikes.
我有五架單車。
So I took these two girls. They just arrived from Taiwan.
我就帶住呢啲由啱啱由台灣過嚟嘅女仔一齊踩單車。
And after 6 kilometers, they said, "How long is this? How long? How long?"
已經咧係踩咗六公里之後咧，佢哋就係咁問啦：究竟仲要踩幾耐啊
？This is their first 2 weeks in Canada.
是他们来加拿大头两个礼拜。
And, they didn't make the whole 25 kilometers.
他们最终踩不完那25公里了。
What's next?
下一步是什么呢?
Well, I know that I'm getting closer to heaven, so I'm looking forward to heaven.
我知道呢我比起你们我是更加快会去天家所以呢 我很期盼天家。
When I was in Kamloops, I started with international students in the year 2000.
我在2000年的时候在金路市开始侍奉国际留学生。
I've been working with drug addicts and alcoholics.
我是去侍奉那些瘾君子和酗酒的人。
But I lost my job.
但我失去了工作。
And in year 2000, I said, what's next?
去到2000年的时候我没了份工作于是我就问我下一步做什么
Maybe I should just make money.
或者我只是赚钱。
I was discouraged.
我觉得是很灰心。
But God spoke to me through brothers and sisters.
但是神呢是透过弟兄姊妹和我对话。
And we kept praying.
我们不断祷告。
And then I found out so many students were coming here from China.
发现呢有好多来自中国的留学生。
The Chinese government was sending scholars and professors to Kamloops.
中国政府呢是派了好多的学者来到金路市。
And the churches in Kamloops were not aware of this situation.
但是金路市的教会没有留意到这个状况。
We send missionaries to China or to India.
我们派一些宣教士去中国和去印度。
But now they were coming to this country.
但是他们调回来现在来到我的国家。
And they're coming to my city.
来到我的城市。
And God had to open my eyes.
神打开了我的眼睛。
And I didn't know their languages.
我不懂他们的语言。
But they came here to learn English.
但是他们过来学英文。
And, So I started this the church. We prayed, we had peace, and God opened this new door.
所以咧，我哋祷告啦，祈求神咧系打开呢道门，和平嘅门。
And I trained someone to take my place.
我咧系训练另一个人去接我嘅工作。
We reached hundreds of people from China, a close country. We reached many people from China.
我哋咧系接触到系嚟自中国嘅好多人。
Some of them had never heard about.Easter or Good Friday or Christmas before.
之前咧，佢哋从来冇听过耶稣受难节啊，圣诞节啊，或者复活节。
I was even able to go to China.
我甚至咧系可以去中国。
God opened so many doors.
神为我开咗好多嘅门。
Then I came to Vancouver.
跟住我嚟到温哥华啦。
God opened a new door.
神又开另一部新嘅门。
I was now 55 years old.
我而家55岁。
And someone gave me a house for $300 a month.
哇，跟住咧，有人咧系俾咗一间屋我去住啊，系$300。
He's Chinese.
佢系中国人嚟嘅。
He said, "I want you to come to Vancouver."
佢话我想你过嚟温哥华。
I says, "I can't come, too expensive."
我话唔得，呢度嘅生活费好高啊。
I need the right house with the right price.
我要有好嘅價錢，啱嘅屋俾我住先得噶。
And God opened the door when He said, "You can have it for $300 a month."
神真係開咗道門啊！那個人就同我講：可以啊，你喺我呢度住啦，就係一個月$300。
I serve a great God.
我係服侍緊偉大嘅
神。He opened the doors.
佢為我開門。
And I spoke in some churches.
我都喺唔同嘅教會講到。
I said, "Come and join us."
過嚟啦，係參與我哋啦。
And one Cantonese group in.Coquitlam said, "We can't join you."
有一個咧喺高桂林嘅廣東話嘅小組咧話：我哋唔可以加入你啊。
We don't speak Mandarin.
我哋都唔識講國語。
So we can't reach all these people from China.
所以我哋唔可以接觸呢啲由中國嚟嘅人。
We only speak Cantonese.
我哋識講廣東話啫嘛。
Oh, I said, "Is that a problem?"
哦，係咩？呢個係一個問題咩？我話。
Do you guys cook food?
你哋識唔識煮嘢㗎
？All the ladies said we cook food.
哦，我哋全部咧都系去煮饭噶。
Then cook food。
咁煮嘢咯，你哋。
And the Chinese will come。
咁啲中国人就会嚟啦。
Especially if it's free。
尤其是系免费餐啊嘛。
And so that's how we got some different people coming to join us。
所以就慢慢越嚟越多唔同嘅人加入我哋。
Many of these students said we first came for free food。
好多咧學生嚟到話，我哋第一次嚟嘅就係食免費嘢食。
Then they came to Jesus.
跟住佢哋就信主。
And then they got baptized.
跟住受浸。
This is how God works.
呢個就係神嘅工作。
And my wife, she can't speak the languages, but she's an international cook.
而我太太咧，其实任何呢啲外国语言佢都唔识讲噶，但系佢系一个国际厨师。
For Indian, she cooks Indian food. For Chinese, she cooks Chinese food. Saturday, yesterday, she cooked Persian food because we had Persians.
佢咧系识整印度餐啦，又识整中国餐啦。琴日咧，佢仲整波斯餐。
So my question this morning is, what's next?
我今朝嘅问题就系下一步咧。
In this passage of John 21, John comes to the end of his book.
去到今日我嘅讲题就系下一步咧，去到约翰福音廿一章，约翰差唔多讲完佢嗰个福音。
And his purpose of writing the book is found in John 20 verse 31.
佢点解写呢个书卷咧？其实我哋可以睇翻约翰福音廿一章三十一节。
He said, "I've written this book. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in His name."
三十一节话，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
That's the story of John's gospel.
呢个就系约翰嘅故事，系佢所
分享的福
音。耶稣嘅生命。
The death of Jesus,
耶稣的死亡,
the resurrection of Jesus,
和耶稣复活,
and now I'm ending this book.
而我而家咧就会讲呢一本书.
These are written that you might believe, and by believing you might have life.
呢本书咧就系讲话你哋应该要相信，而相透过相信咧就会得到生命.
That's the end of the book.
呢个就系个书卷嘅最尾.
But maybe Peter said, "Oh,John, you missed something important."
或者咧，彼得咧会话啊，约翰，你漏咗一啲重要嘅嘢。
Maybe you can end the book with the story about fishing.
或者咧，你可以喺书卷嘅尾加一个关于捕鱼嘅故事。
Because what happens next?
因为下一步系乜嘢咧
？It's not just believing and having life in Jesus' name.
因为咧，我哋最终唔系去讲终结唔系话我哋就咁去相信同埋得生命。
But now what will you do?
而系你下一步会点做
？What happens when you have life in Jesus' name?
而系你喺神嘅名当中得到生命，咁下一步系乜嘢咧
？Disciples were probably wondering what is coming next.
或者当时嘅门徒都喺度谂，究竟之后会发生咩事
？What can I expect?
我究竟预期会见到咩咧
？How will my life change?
我嘅生命会点改变咧？
When I went from the farm in Alberta to India, my life changed.
我由阿伯达省嘅农村去到印度，我嘅生命都系得到好大改变。
When my wife joined me in India for an Indian wedding of 2,000 people, my life changed.
当我嘅太太系去到印度嗰度嫁俾我嘅时候，有二千个宾客嚟到，我嘅生命都系被因此而改变。
And even my parents said, "We will never change."
甚至系我嘅父母都话，我永远都唔会改变噶。
We are from Holland.
我系由荷兰嚟噶。
We are stubborn. We're Dutch people.
我哋啲荷兰人咧系好顽固噶。
Don't change us.
唔好改变我哋。
You're young. You can go to India.
你好后生，你自己去印度啦。
But we're farmers.
但系我哋系农夫嚟噶。
We don't change.
我哋唔改变。
But they came to India.
但系最后佢哋嚟到印度。
They saw 2,000 people at my wedding.
佢哋見到有二千人嚟參加我婚禮。
My mother was baptized in India.
我嘅兄弟咧都係喺印度嗰度受浸。
And my parents were never the same again.
但係自此之後，我父母都唔再一樣啦。
Before that, they could only talk about the farm.
之前咧，佢哋淨係識得講關於農場嘅事。
Every letter for 3 years, we get more pigs.
喺三年裏邊嘅來書信往來咧，都係講關於豬。
Every letter I wrote from India, there's more people.
我每一次喺印度写信俾佢哋咧，都系讲越嚟越多人嚟啦。
And then they came.
佢最终嚟咗。
And that changed their life.
改变咗佢哋嘅生命。
And my life with international students has changed my life.
而我去服侍国际留学生呢一个事工都改变咗我嘅生命。
And hundreds of people have been changed.
几百嘅人去改变。
We sang, "Glorify Your name in all the earth."
我哋去高唱荣耀你嘅名。
Glorify Your name.We can do this right here in Vancouver.
我哋一样可以喺温哥华呢一度做呢件事。
Because these people, God has brought them to our country.
因为神将好多人带咗嚟我哋嘅国家。
And your church helped me to do that A few years ago when I was working here.
而我幾年前喺你哋教會侍奉嘅時候咧，神都係幫助我做呢件事。
We had students from Japan and Korea coming to a Chinese church because there was free food and Alpha program.
點解我哋可以做呢個事工咧？係因為有好多嘅日本學生啦、韓國嘅學生嚟到呢一間中文嘅教會裏邊，因為呢度有免費嘅嘢食啦，亦都有Alpha 嘅課程。
So we're getting 3, 4, or 5 lessons from this chapter.
我哋喺呢一個書卷裏邊咧，我哋可以學到四個教訓、五個教訓。
John wants to tell us what can happen in our lives after we come to Jesus.
約翰咧想話俾我哋聽，究竟我哋信咗主之後咧，我哋人生會係發生咩事
？So lesson number one.
第一個學習。
Living without Jesus results in no fruit.
沒有耶穌嘅生命不能結出果子。
Why did they go fishing?
點解佢哋去捕魚咧
？They were following Jesus for 3 years.
佢哋跟隨咗主三年。
Well, they were fishermen.
佢哋係漁夫嚟嘅。
They were waiting for Jesus.
佢哋係好準備去跟從主。
Maybe they got lonely.
Sorry.
Maybe they got hungry or lonely.
可以可能咧，佢哋當時係好苦悶啦，或者好肚餓啦。
Where is Jesus?
耶穌喺邊咧
？And we need some money for our family.
我哋需要赚钱养家。
So fishing is the easiest way.
最容易嘅咧就系捕鱼。
But disciples without Jesus is like fishermen without fish.
生命冇耶稣嘅门徒咧，其实就好似冇渔获嘅渔夫一样。
Remember they were experienced fishermen.
要记得咧，佢哋系好有经验嘅渔夫嚟噶。
But they worked all night.
但佢哋捕咗成晚都冇。
No fish.
冇鱼。
So the lesson number one we need to learn without Jesus.We cannot have any fruit.
第一个学习就系冇耶稣嘅生命不能结出果子。
We need to be connected to Jesus.
我哋要同神有连结。
They had deserted Jesus when Jesus got arrested.
佢哋离弃咗耶稣啊！当时耶稣被捉拿嘅时候。
The disciples carried these big burdens of guilt because they had left their master.
佢哋离开咗佢哋嘅夫子，佢哋心里边好大嘅罪疚。
They had felt like they were failures.
佢哋觉得自己系失败者。
Jesus told them to watch and pray, but they were sleeping.
耶稣叫佢哋等待同埋祈祷，但系佢哋就瞓咗觉。
They fell into temptation.
佢哋被引诱，被试探。
And in the hour of trial, they left Jesus.
经过呢啲考验嘅时候，佢哋系离开咗耶稣。
Have you? Jesus meets them at the shore and says, "How is it going?"
耶稣咧喺岸边嗰度同佢问佢哋点啊？你哋捕鱼捕成点
？How is it going？
点咧？你哋今晚
？Jesus knows how is it going？
耶稣梗系知道系点啦。
How are you doing？
而你又系点咧
？Are you always connected to Jesus？
你系咪经常同神连结咧
？Do you try every day to have a connection to Jesus？
你系咪每一日都好努力尝试同主耶稣有连结咧
？You can be active in the church。
我哋可以系学喺教会里边好活跃。
You can be doing many things for God.
你可以做紧好多嘢侍奉神。
But we have to have that personal relationship.
但我哋需要同神有个人嘅关系。
And so Jesus is teaching them that without Jesus there is no fruit.
所以呢度系教导我哋冇耶稣嘅生命，我哋唔能够结出果子嘅。
He tells us that in John chapter 15.
喺约翰福音十五章。
If you're not connected to the vine, you can bear no fruit.
如果枝子唔系常在葡萄树上咧，你唔能够结出果子。
If you not, you will bear. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15 verse 5.
喺第十五章五节嗰度，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里边，这人就多结果子。离了我，你们就不能做什么啦。
That's why it's so important that we are connected to Jesus, even today.
所以去到今时今日，我哋能够同神连结系好重要噶。
Are you connected to Jesus?
你同耶稣系咪有联系咧
？And this means being connected to Him every day.
我嘅意思系讲紧你每一日系咪同主耶稣有连结咧
？That's a great prayer that you sang on this morning.
今朝早你哋唱咗一首好好嘅诗歌。
To remain in Jesus, we can see God do great things.
我哋喺神嘅里边，我哋就睇到神伟大嘅工作。
Without Jesus in my life and guiding me, then I just operate according to my own plans.
如果你在生命里面你没有耶稣的话，你做所有的计划都是凭自己的
聪明。 I'm going fishing.
我现在去捕鱼了。
I'm going to do this.
我想做这件事。
I will follow you.
我会跟随你。
I love Jesus better than you.
我爱主多过你。
And so Peter had lots of pride.
所以彼得他有很多骄傲。
Peter liked to prove that he was great.
彼得想证明他是很好的。
What is your motivation?
那你的动力是什么？
Then we come to the lesson number two.
跟住我哋去到第二点嘅学习。
Listening and obeying Jesus results in lots of fruit.
聆听并服从耶稣就能结出许多果子。
Oh, you've been working so hard.
你好努力。
You just need to catch. You need to throw your net on the other side.
你只需要将个网摆去另一边就可以捕鱼。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. John 15:7.
在约翰福音十五章七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
I'm so glad I listened to Jesus.
我好高兴我是听主的话。
I went to India.
我去了印度。
I went to other countries.
我也去其他国家。
I started in 1966.
我在1996年开始。
Turkey was a hard country.
土耳其是一个很困难的国家。
And there was a young man that went that same summer to Turkey.
那个夏天呢，都有一个男仔呢，都是一起去了土耳其。
And he wanted to reach the Muslims.
他们呢，是想同，他想同穆斯林的人去传道。
This is what he says.
这个是他以下是他讲的说话。
The Turkish jailer told me to relax because I would be under his care for 5 years.
那裡土耳其的獄長跟我說話，你放心吧，接下來那五年你都是我看著的。
I could not imagine spending 5 years in a Turkish prison.
我想像不到未來那五年都要在這個土耳其監獄那裡度過。
My girlfriend Grace was in Tehran and I wasn't sure she would wait for 5 years.
我的女朋友 Grace 她還在德克蘭，我都不肯定她會不會等我五年。
Our plan to avoid arrest while sharing the gospelIn Turkey has failed. Had failed.
好明显咯，我哋之前一路计划去传福音嘅时候咧，避免捉拿，系喺东部土耳其嗰度，但好明显失败咗。
My main concern was how to get out of jail.
当时我最关注嘅就系我究竟点样离开监狱咧
？Why did God allow this to happen?
点解神系会容许咁嘅事发生
？We had a small room in the prison basement, and once a day we were allowed to out for exercise, fresh air.
我哋嘅囚室咧系喺监。倉的地庫那裡，但每天我們都有少少時間可以出去做運動，還有新鮮空氣。
We would sing Turkey songs.
我們會唱一些土耳其歌啦。
Play my trumpet.
我會吹小號。
And one brother even got to share some preaching.
其中一個弟兄呢，甚至是會講道。
Our only audience were children gathered on the rooftops.
我唯一的聽眾呢，就是當時在周圍的屋頂聚集的小朋友。
But 20 years later,I met a Turk from that same village.
20年之后，我见翻一个来自同一条村嘅土耳其人。
He told me he had become a believer.
佢同我讲佢信咗主。
I said, "How did that happen?"
我话点发生噶
？He says, "When we were children, there were some men in prison. We would listen to them from the rooftop singing songs and talking about Jesus."
佢就话我哋细个嗰阵时咧，喺附近监狱嘅人咧，走出嚟去唱歌啦，同埋讲耶稣，咁我哋就听住咯。
There are 20 of us now who are believers as a result of those open air meetings.
我哋就系因为咁样样，每日走去出去听佢哋讲同埋唱歌，我哋有20个人信咗主啊。
No matter where we are,
无论我哋喺边度
，even in prison,
我哋都系喺牢里边。
God used those young people that were able to sing songs.
神使用咗嗰啲年青人，佢哋系可以唱诗歌。
And that's what happened with international students.
在国际留学生身上都是一样的事。
They come from these different countries. Some of them have never seen a Bible before.
他们来自不同的国家，很多人都没见过圣经。
They're lonely.
他们很寂寞。
They miss their family.
他们挂住家人。
And we become like their family.
我们就成为他的家人。
And we introduce them to Jesus.
我们去他介绍耶稣。
And so you had a part in that when I was here.
所以我在这个工作的时候，其实你们都参与其中。
But you can still meet these international students.
你们仍然可以遇见那些国际留学生。
I brought one of them here today.
我今天带了一个来。
Marco Ma from Hong Kong.
佢系嚟自香港嘅 Marco。
Yeah, I met him at the university.
我喺大学嘅时候遇见佢。
He also was lonely, stuck in his room.
佢都系困喺间房里边，好寂寞。
And then he met our club.
跟住咧嚟到我哋俱乐部。
Just introduce yourself. Come.
上嚟讲几句啦。
Hello, 大家好，我系 Marco。
And you met us, and what happened to you?
咁我簡短講下啦，就係、是、當時其實都係比較寂寞啦，lonely 啦咁樣，然後就喺 focus group 裏面係重新揾到同神嘅關係咯，咁我之前喺香港已經係信咗主嘅，但係嚟到呢度之後，覺得有好似一個信仰上面嘅荒漠咁樣咁因為 Bert 啦，佢哋嘅 focus group 咧係令我可以重新揾到喺神裏面嘅嗰種嘅喜樂咯。
And you met your wife.
Yeah, 亦都喺嗰度認識咗我太太啦。而家已經結咗婚十年啦，我哋，然後有一個五歲嘅仔仔。
And she came. She was not a Christian, but she also came to Jesus. I baptized her.
係啊，喺嗰度佢係信咗主嘅，然後我亦都係去見證到佢係由未認識主啦，然後信咗主啦，到去有浸禮啦，係咪啊？咁樣就見證住佢嘅成長咯。咁到依家都係一齊喺個靈命上面去成長咯。
Thank you，
多謝。
Thank you。This is just one example of hundreds of thousands of people that God uses us to touch for Him。
其中佢就係一個嘅例子 ，Marco 就係一個例子，神使用我哋咧係去接觸數以百。
The next slide shows another young man from Bangladesh.
下一张相咧，你哋会见到咧，有一个男仔年轻嘅人咧，佢系嚟自孟加拉。
This happened on Easter Sunday.
呢张相咧系喺复活节主日嗰度影嘅。
New life in Christ.
新喺耶稣里边嘅新生命。
He came to our club in Douglas College, looking for some friends and looking for free food.
佢咧係佢係嚟自德格拉斯學院啦。佢嚟到我哋嘅俱樂部裏邊咧，係想識朋友啦，同埋食免費嘢。
It took him many years, 4 years.
佢用咗四年嘅時間。
But now he's part of God's family.
佢已經成為神家嘅一份子啦。
So I'm still doing this.
我仍然做緊呢個事工。
There is no vacation in God's work.
喺神嘅工作裏邊咧，冇假期噶。
So God has helped us to reach so many people.
神使用我哋咧去接触好多唔同嘅人。
And when I go to China or Japan and Thailand, these former students look after me.
我去到中国嘅时候啦，去到泰国啦，唔同台湾唔同嘅国家咧，都系嗰啲农村人去照顾我。
Next slide.
下一张相。
So lesson three.
第三个学习。
We must still catch the fish.
我哋仍然要去捕鱼。
But we must listen to Jesus, and we don't brag about it.
我哋要听神嘅话，唔好因此而自夸。
Oh, Peter used to brag about himself.
彼得咧系好中意自夸嘅。
I am Peter. I can do this. I can do that.
我系彼得啊，我做到呢样又做到嗰样。
Now Peter is silent. For once he is silent.
而家咧，彼得咧就完全系沉默起嚟。
He doesn't say I caught all this fish.
佢冇讲话我捕到好多鱼。
No, Jesus allowed him to catch this fish. Jesus told them where to catch the fish.
是神教他们，是耶稣教他们怎样捕到鱼啊。
Today, God guides me to the swimming pool. I get free swimming. I'm super senior. Now I can talk to people. They have nowhere else to go. They cannot say they have no time.
现在神就带领我去到那个泳池那里啊，去有免费的可以有免费游水嘛。头先同你讲咗咧，我系超高龄噶啦，佢哋唔知去边度，咁佢哋就唔知做咩，就同我讲嘢咯。
And I meet people from all over the world.
我同嚟自世界各地唔同嘅人去对话。
But you know Billy Graham, he reached millions for the Jesus.
你识唔识郭培里啊？佢咧系带领咗数以百万嘅人信主。
Somebody said to him, "You must get a great reward in heaven."
有人同佢讲咧，话你将来系天家定到得到好大嘅赏赐。
Because you won so many people.
因为你带领咗好多人信主。
He says, "Stop."
佢话停啊，唔好咁讲。
I will not get the reward.
我唔会得到赏赐。
The lady who prays for me that no one knows, prays every day for me that no one knows, she will get the reward.
有一个女士在我背后，她寂寂无名的，每次都为了祷告，她才会得到更大的赏赐。
Thank God for people who cook food and who pray.
好感謝神，有好多人喺我哋後邊去侍奉、去煮嘢食啦、去禱告。
They helped us to bring many people to Jesus。
佢幫助我哋帶更多嘅人信主。
That's the third lesson。
呢個就我哋第三個學習。
We give God the glory。
我哋榮耀歸俾神。
He does everything。
佢得到所有嘢。
We just must work with Him。
我哋只係要同佢同行。
Glory to Him。
榮耀歸主。
Lesson number four。
第四個學習。
God is a great provider。
神是伟大的供应者。
Amen. For 60 years, I've seen him provide.
我在过去的60年，我都看到他不断的供应。
Getting married in India as a missionary, I had $10 in my pocket.
作为一个宣教士，我在印度那里去工作，我口袋里面，袋里面只有10元。
And I heard that 1,000 people were coming.
我听到说有成千人会来我的婚礼。
I said to the pastor in India,
我同印度嗰個牧者講，
I only want 5 or 10 people.
淨係邀請五至十個嚟好啦。
I'm from Dutch. I think about how much money I have.
因為我荷蘭人嚟噶嘛，我計住我究竟仲有幾多錢。
He said, Bert, you prayed for a wife to come from Canada.
佢話 Bert, 你成世人咪就係不斷祈禱由加拿大過嚟。
You were a truck driver. You drove from India, Canada, from Europe to India. The truck is still going for Jesus.
你由加拿大揸住嗰個大貨車過嚟。你揸咗咁远嚟到，你都系为咗耶稣啫嘛。
If God brings 1,000 people to the wedding, He brought your wife to come. Can He not feed them?
如果神真系容让有1,000人嚟你嘅婚礼里边，佢仲俾咗一个太太远道嫁俾你，佢会唔会唔喂养呢啲人呢
？You cannot be in India without a small wedding.
你喺印度咧，你唔可以搞个细婚礼。
If you invite someone, they invite all their uncles and aunts and cousins.
如果你嗌一个人嚟咧，佢嗌晒成条村啲亲戚过嚟。
I apologize. I said, forgive me.
我咧系道歉，我话原谅我。
He said, good. That's good. The church will cook the food. You just pay me just for the food.
佢话好啦，咁你放心啦，你净系俾买食物材料嘅价钱。教会咧会帮你煮嘢食。
So my father and mother did not believe that I was getting 1,000 people. They have 1,000 pigs, but they cannot believe that there's 1,000 people.
我父母咧喺佢嘅家乡嗰度咧，佢有养1,000只猪，但系佢唔会相信咧，有1,000人会嚟我婚礼。但系最后2,000人嚟咗啊
！And I still had $10.
我最后个袋里边都仲有10元。
But the people in India gave us some cash.
嚟我哋婚礼嘅人咧，嗰啲印度人咧带啲现金嚟。
And we counted it.
我哋点数啦
？And there was 3 times more than what I needed. 3 times more.
系我需要俾食物价钱嘅3倍。
That cost me only $150 to feed 2,000 people, but I had now $600 in my pocket. I said, Lord, why did I not invite more people to my wedding?
我只係用咗$150就可以邀請到20個賓客，我個袋裏邊都仲有$600。於是我就問神，唉，我就後悔，點解我唔嗌多啲人嚟啊
？When you look at this story, Jesus already had cooked the fish. They didn't have to work all night.
如果你有睇呢个故事嘅话咧，我哋今日呢一个约福音21章呢个故事咧，神已经为佢哋预备食物啦，根本佢哋都唔使抱怨。
Jesus provides.
神系供应嘅。
When we do His work in His way, He will always provide for us.
你跟住神嘅方法去做，跟从佢，佢就一定会供应。
Next slide.
下一章。
There is one young man, the small man. There is Seon Chan from Laos.
呢一度咧有一个男士啦，佢身材矮细啲嗰个，佢系嚟自老挝嘅。
1980, he came here as a refugee from Laos.
佢1980年嘅时候咧，系由老挝过到嚟，佢系一个难民。
No money, no English.
冇钱，亦都唔识英文。
And they said you must make money.
佢哋话一定要搵钱。
And you must learn English.
你一定要识英文噶、哦。
He said, "No, I want to go to Bible school to reach my own people."
佢话唔得啊，我一定咧要去圣经学院嗰度噶，我要接触神嘅人。
They said, "You don't have, you don't know English." He said, "I know. Yes, no, okay. I will learn English. Yes, no, okay." 3 words.
佢话佢哋话你一定要识英文噶。佢话唔紧要啦，我识噶，我得噶，我识3个字就得啦，就系 yes, no 同 okay。
He said, "They said you need money."
佢哋话你要钱噶。
He said, "I have God."
佢话我有神啊。
That's how I met him in Bible school in 1982-83.
我就系喺圣经学院里边认识佢嗰阵时系1982-83年。
And I was his teacher.
我系佢老师。
And he went back with FEBC, Far Eastern Broadcasting Corporation, to work to preach the gospel to his own people. And he has started 600 churches, 80,000 believers.
然之后呢他就返返到去他的国家那里啦，他加入了加拿大远东广播，他在那里的信徒呢 听他的广播的人呢已经是有80万人啦，当地呢已经有600间教会。
And we were with him just in February in his radio studio in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
他这一张相呢就是二月的时候去影的，是在他的广播那个电台那里影的，是在泰国清迈。
This is part of the persecuted church.
这个呢是其中一个被迫害的教会。
And I hope to go back.
我要回去。
We saw 120 church leaders come from all over Laos to come and learn from Jesus and to meet for prayer and praise and Bible study.
我哋咧有120个牧者啦，来去要去到老挝嗰度，一起去会面，一起去赞美同埋祈祷。
What's next?
下一步系乜嘢咧？
I'm glad he listened to Jesus. He didn't listen to the people here in Vancouver that said you must learn English and you must make money. He listened to God.
我好感恩咧，佢系听咗神嘅说话，佢唔系听温哥华啲人嘅说话，讲话你一定要钱啊，一定要识英文。
And the gospel is spreading all over Laos.
现在在老挝那里神的福音就是广传了。
One more lesson.
还有一个学习。
Oh, we have another slide. One slide.
下一版。
Wang Mingdao from China.
中国的王明道。
Was in prison for 22 or 23 years.
他监禁了22至23年。
This is during the Cultural Revolution.
是在文革时期。
Someone said, when he got out, somebody said, was God making a mistake?
当他出监狱的时候，有人问他，你觉不觉得神是做错了？
God make a mistake? No, it was a honeymoon with Jesus.
神怎么会做错呢？那段期间是我和耶稣的蜜月期。
And he sang this song, all the way my Savior led me, what have I to ask beside?
他就唱出这首诗歌，救世主凡事引导我，我何须别有所求。
And that is my testimony, and the testimony of many,who have kept following Jesus. It's not how you start, it's how you end.
这个就是我的见证，也是很多人的见证。这个不是个开始，是最重要是怎样结束。
What an example he was to the church in China.
这个就是其中一个见证，是中国的教会的见证。
The next slide.
下一张。
Passing the last test.
通过最后一个试验。
I hope you learn these lessons.
我希望你们学习到。
Disciples needed them for the future.
门徒呢，在将来都要学习到这件事。
That last test, Jesus says to Peter, let's have a talk.
在最后的时候，耶稣跟彼得说，我们对话。
Just you and me.
只是我和你对话。
And he asked Peter, do you love me?
他问彼得，你爱我吗？
Do you really love me?
你是不是真的爱我？
Do you love me more than these?
你是不是比这些更爱我？
You said you love me more than everyone.
你说你比其他人更加爱我。
You know what happened.
你知不知道是发生什么事啊？
You know when you took your eyes off me.
你的眼睛离开我。
And you looked around and people questioned you.
你周围望，啲人呢是去质疑你。
And you said you never knew me.
你跟住就会说你从来都不识我。
Peter had such great feelings of failure.
彼得就是有这么大的罪疚感，失败。
Would he ever be used by God again?
他会不会再次被神使用呢？
Would he be rejected?
他会不会被拒绝呢？
What does Peter do?
How does he answer? 彼得做了什么？他怎么回应？
He doesn't answer the same way.
他不是用同一个方法回应。
Because love in Greek is different words are used.
在希腊文里面呢，爱是有不同的意思。
Agape love is the love of God.Which is God so loved the world, full supreme love, love that will sacrifice your life.
阿加皮的爱呢，就是牺牲的爱，是最高层次的爱。
The love that a mother will have to rescue her baby from a burning house.
就是好像一个妈妈当间屋呢着火的时候呢，会去救她的 BB。
Jesus said, you love me, agape.
耶稣说你爱我，是牺牲的爱。
Peter said, no.
彼得说不好。
I love you, filial.
我爱你是弟兄的爱。
He used different word.
用了不同的字。
This is just ordinary love.
系唔知道咩系真正嘅爱。
I love my fish。
我都好爱啲鱼嘅。
I love my family。
我爱我家人。
I love my dog。
我中意我只狗。
I love Chinese food。
我中意中国食物。
And I love Jesus too。
我都爱主噶。
So he put that was where he was at。
呢个就系佢嘅心喺边度。
Jesus, you love me this much。
耶稣话：你系咪去到嗰个位置爱我咧
？Peter said, I love you this much。
佢话唔系，我系喺呢个位置。
Twice he said this。
两次佢都系咁讲。
The last time Jesus asked him in came down to this much. Do you love me this much？
好啦，跟住耶稣喺最后一次问佢嘅时候，就降到去佢嘅水平里边。你系咪得咁多啊？爱我。
Jesus knows his heart。
耶稣知道佢嘅心。
He knows how Peter's love failed。
佢知道彼得对佢嘅爱系令佢几失望。
He knows Peter's how Peter。Left him in the hour of trial.
他知道当彼得受到考验的时候，彼得怎样离弃他。
He knows your hearts.
他都知道你的心。
He knows our fears.
他知道我们惧怕。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们软弱。
He knows that sometimes we fail him.
有时我们会令他失望，他知道。
I think I have these temptations of failure every week.
我想我每个礼拜都经历这种的试探，会失败。
Does God want me to still work for him?
神仲想唔想我继续侍奉佢咧
？I'm 80 years old. Can I not just relax and do nothing？
我已经80岁啦，不如退休乜都唔好做。
There's still a world that needs Jesus。
外边仲有全个世界嘅人系需要耶稣。
So he's asking you, and he's asking Peter, will you follow me？
所以佢都问紧彼得，亦都系问紧你，你会唔会跟从我咧
？Not because you love me so much。
唔系因为你爱我有几多。
Because I love you so much.
是因为我爱你有几多。
Look, focus on my love.
注视在我身上。
Not on your love.
不是你自己。
Your love is weak.
你的爱是很软弱的。
Sometimes we use our words singing great songs about love.
我们有时唱很多的诗歌去高唱我们对神的爱。
A boy writing to the girl.
一个男仔写信给个女仔。
They live in the same city.
他们住在同一个城市。
This is before the internet.
是未有互联网之前。
Love letter.
他们写情信。
My wife and I have love letters for 8 months, 7 months, 8 months, love letters.
我和我太太呢之前都互相写情信是7至8个月的时间。
Boy writing to the girl.
那个男仔就写信给女
生。I love you so much.
我爱你啊。
You mean so much to me.
你对我来讲很重要啊。
I will do anything for you.
我为你会做任何事的。
I just love you so much.
我真的太爱你了。
And then he closes the letter. P.S. P.S.
然后在信的结尾他就说补充一点。
I cannot visit you today because it's raining.
我今天不可以去找你因为在下雨啊。
Ah, our words are easy to say.
啊我们口讲就很容易的。
I love you so much.
我很爱你。
But we don't always follow up our words.
但我哋嘅行为唔系咁咧。
Are you willing to do something?
你会唔会愿意做一啲嘢
？And at the end, we have one more slide.
去到最尾仲有最后一张。
Something to think about.
我哋值得思考嘅嘢。
Can God use failures?
第一样，神能唔能够使用失败咧
？I'm an example of some failures.
我都有一啲失败嘅例子。
Where are you at your love for God?
你对神的爱目前处于什么光景
？Can you relate to Peter？
你能不能够在彼得身上产生共鸣呢
？With your struggles and weaknesses, focus on the love for you, his love for you。
在你的挣扎和软弱中，定睛在他对你的爱。
I had to do this so much in India。
我在印度有很多事做。
Because India, nothing operates like Canada。
印度的操作跟加拿大很不同的。
They never tell you in advance what's happening.
他永远不会告诉你接着会发生什么事。
I had to drive this truck into villages where there was no roads.
我呢在印度那里呢揸住的车呢入啲村那里是没有条路的。
I had to go through rivers, there was no bridge.
我们要过河但是没有桥的。
And then we would get lost because there's no Google.
我不可以上网找地图我们就荡失路。
And I'm the driver.
我是个司机。
And one day we came to a village at 10 o'clock at night.
有一晚呢我们去到一条村那里已经夜晚十点了。
We got lost.
我们迷路。
But the Christians had rice cooked. I started to like rice.
我 當時咧去到嘅時候咧，嗰度啲基督徒咧就煮咗啲白飯俾我哋食，我開始中意食飯啊。
I'm a farmer from Alberta. I was hungry at 6 o'clock.
我係嚟自阿伯達省嘅一個農夫，我六點就開始肚餓噶啦。
So 10 o'clock now.
而家十點咯喎。
Christians are still awake cooking rice.
嗰啲基督徒咧仲未瞓嘅，仲喺度煮緊飯。
We're gonna eat.
我要食飯啦。
No.
冇。
We must reach the village.
我哋一定要去接觸。村里边嘅人，
they're sleeping.
佢哋瞓紧觉喎。
We will wake them up.
叫佢哋起身啦。
So you're crazy.
我话你癫噶。
I said next tomorrow we go.
我哋听日先去啦。
No, tomorrow we're in another village.
唔得啊，听日我哋要去第二条村。
I was getting angry.
我开始好嬲。
I hope that they have a short meeting because I'm very hungry.
我嗰阵时真系好肚饿，我希望讲几句就算啦。
And I then they run to the truck.
咁跟住佢哋就
come,
走去，
系 come.
跟住佢哋咧就叫我哋嚟啦嚟啦嚟啦！我话咩事啊
？You're speaking tonight.
你今晚要讲道噶
？They never told me.
佢冇同我讲嘅。
I was then angry.
我于是咪好嬲咯。
Then I said, well, maybe I can make it short.
我话好啦，我或者讲几句啦，讲短啲。
But they said a brother from India. He give testimony first.
哦，咁佢哋话好啦，你印度嘅有个弟兄咧，先讲咗见证先，五分钟见证嘅啫。
In India, they don't know what 5 minutes is.
喺印度咧，佢哋永远唔知咩叫五分钟噶。
45 minutes, he went.
最终讲咗45分钟。
Now 11 o'clock,
已经成11点啦。
I'm very angry.
我真系好嬲。
I will not speak.
我唔讲啦。
They want to go back to bed.
佢哋要瞓觉啦。
He said, I will ask them.
佢话我问下佢哋先啦。
500 people.
500人
，half the village. He asked them.
半条村嘅人问佢哋。
To listen to this brother from Canada.
你想唔想听呢个嚟自加拿大嘅弟兄讲嘢啊
？500 hands.
五百只手举起。
I went to pray.
于是我就祷告。
When I prayed.
当我祷告嘅时候。
I said to God.
我同神讲。
I don't love these people.
我唔爱呢啲人。
I have no love for these people.
我对呢啲人我冇爱。
I said, God, fill me with your love.
请你的爱充满我。
Your love, and I saw Jesus at Calvary on the cross for me.
我睇到喺卡加利神钉十字架佢对我嘅爱。
He did so much for me.
佢喺嗰度俾咗我好多爱。
What have I done for him?
咁我为佢做咗啲乜咧
？One of the saints at the Bible school, I remember, I saw every day the saying, "Only one life. What's done?"Only one life, it will soon be passed.
我喺圣经学院嗰度咧，我每一日都睇，其实每一日嘅生命系可以就咁冇咗。
Only one life,
只系得一个生命嘅咋。
It will soon be passed.
好快就过去啦。
Only what's done for Christ will last.
净系喺神当中嘅工作先系永恒
嘅。And Jesus filled me with His love.
耶稣嘅爱充满我。
And 50 people came to Jesus.
50人信主。
At midnight.
喺半夜喎、
And I was praying with them.
我同佢哋一齐祈祷。
And I suddenly realized my friends were gone. They were eating already, and I was still praying with them.
我发现咧，同我一齐嚟嗰啲朋友咧，已经喺屋里边咧食紧饭啦，但我仲同呢班人祈紧祷。
Jesus had changed me.
神改变咗我。
Peter was being changed by Jesus.
彼得亦都系被耶稣改变。
I know your weakness.
我知道你嘅软弱。
I know your failure.
我知道你嘅失败。
But look at my love for you.
看看我对你的爱。
My supreme love, my sacrifice.
我牺牲的爱，至高无上的爱。
Then you will do things that you don't normally do. You will be what you want, what Christ wants you to be.
你就会做一些平时不会做的事，是做神想你做的事。
Last slide.
最后一章。
Peter says, Jesus says to Peter, you must follow me.
耶稣跟彼得说，你一定要跟从我。
You must follow me.
你一定要跟从我。
He's not looking at your failures.
唔好睇住你嘅失败。
And Peter, I want you. I want you in my work.
我想你参与我工作啊，彼得。
It's a call to lose our life.
呢一个呼召系会丧掉生命。
A call to live. A call to die.
系一个迈向死亡嘅呼召，一个迎向生命嘅呼召。
Will you answer that call?
你会唔会回应呢个呼召咧？下一章。
One more, I think.
仲有一章嘅。
That's it. Two simple words.
两。
Follow me.
四个字
Follow
来跟从我
whatever,
来跟从我
And I say that this morning.
我今日从你哋讲嘅
I hope you say that this morning.
我希望你哋都明白
Let us pray.
我哋一起祷告
Thank you, Lord, for this message from John 21.
多谢神在约翰福音21章对我们讲的说话。
One day Peter would die.
有一日彼得会死。
But when he died,
当他死的时候。
He did not want to die the same way that Jesus died.
他不想好像耶稣一样这样的死法。
He did not feel that he was, that he had that great privilege.
他觉得自己不应该有这个身份。
He said, if I'm being crucified, crucify me upside down.
他说如果你真的要钉我十字架将我倒掉去钉。
And that's how Peter died.
这个就是彼得的死亡。
What a change in his life.
神改变了他一生。
Become a great pillar in the church.
成为了在教会的基石。
We will pray, we will listen to your call this morning.
我祷告我们是会回应你的呼召。
We'll do what you want us to do.
我们会做你想我们做的事。
We'll go where you want us to go.
我们会去你想我们去的地方。
Even if it's the hard road.
就算这条是很艰难的路。
The road of following Jesus.
跟从耶稣是艰难的路。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Thank you for your forgiveness.
多谢你去洁净我们，原谅我们。
Help us to look to you.
让我们定睛在你身上。
Wherever you want us to go.
无论你想我们去哪里。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
阿门。